Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 11th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Owande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the process of nominating candidates for the 2018 general elections.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about the process of selecting candidates through the nomination code.
The nomination court is expected to sit on Thursday to register candidates for the forthcoming council, parliamentary, senatorial and presidential elections. The court will be vetting papers submitted by independent and political party candidates ahead of the July 30th elections.
The process will be conducted in terms of some provisions of the Electoral Act. Contestants are supposed to be endorsed by some voters. For example, 10 voters per province should nominate a presidential candidate who is supposed to pay a fee of $1,000 at the nomination court.
People seeking parliamentary seats are supposed to be nominated by at least 5 voters in any given constituency and also pay a $50 fee for registering to contest the parliamentary election. Over 133 political parties, some of them under various alliances, are expected to contest the forthcoming general elections.
If you want to join the show right now, please phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Show on our Facebook pages. Ibuhambe, Zuluganda, Balingal, Chona, Njani, Lapet, Kona, Loge, Ngokip, Stube, Studio 7, Lapa, Live Talk. Lamina kesikhuluma ngaloko kuthiwa i-nomination court. Lo-ke ngumthethondaba ukuthi uthatha abantu labo abafuna ukuthi bancintise kukhetho oluzayo. Balufake egwalweni oluthize. Lapho kuyatshengisela phela ukuthi umuntu ufuna ukuthi angene kuncintiswano lo. So-ke lapha sikhuluma-ke nge-presidential election, sikhuluma-ke ngalokhu okuthiwa-ke i-parliamentary election, kuzobuya-ke abantu abafuna ukuba ngosenator, kuzobuya lalabo abafuna ukuba ngamakhansela. Nxa ufuna ukuthi ube kukhetho kwamongameli, kumele ube le $1,000, $1,000 ube la esikhwameni. Kuzokuthi ke abantu akumele ukuthi bakukhethe 10 per province. Nxa ukuthi iMatabeleland yakufuna, belidinga abantu abangu 10 kuphela. Udinga abanye eMashonaland West kumbe abangu 10, udinga abanye eMidlands abangu 10, kuze kwenele inani elidingakalayo. So ke ngolesine kuyakhethwa ke kuma nomination court. So kunjalo bawona.
Eh ndithi kodwa nasi tikutana nenyaya yema nomination courts iripitwa nomswe China. Pa kuregister abo vanoda kukwidza kuita president wenyika kana ku parliament kana kuti ku senate kana kuti ndama council. Vanoda kukwidza kuita ma parliamentarians vanofanira kubhadhara mari inoita $50. Uye vanofanira kuva vachigirwa nevanhu 5 muconstituency mavanenge vachida kukwikwidza vari. Avo vanoda kukwikwidza kuita president vanozopadharawo mari inoita $1,000 izvo.
Ngai $50 mari parliament.
Ya president i-1,000. Vanoda kukwikwidza kuita mutungamiri wenyika vanenge vachibhadhara mari inoita $1,000 kuti vanyorese. Saka nhasi toda kumbotarisa nenyaya yebasa renomination court. Chii chinoitika munomination court? Chii chinotarisirwa kumunhu anenge achida kukwidza? Saka tinge tinoimba kuti tichabatsirwa nana mazvikokota vanotitaurira, vanotaurira vose vanoda kukwidza. Zvinhu zvavanofanira kugadza vanazvo vasati vaenda kunonyoresa nomusi wechina.
Yes, Baba Wande, kunjalo. Joining us is Mr. Ipitule Maphosa. He's the spokesperson for ZAPU. Mr. Maphosa, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. So, tell us, is your party having all the kind of seats that have been contested, being filled from council up to the presidential seat.
Yes, we are contesting in all the seats that are available, including the president. And we have in place all the candidates that are needed for those seats.
So you even have the money, right? So tell us what people are saying, the people that are going to contest. Are they really showing the zeal that they are going to an election and prepared to have their papers cleared on Thursday?
Yes, according to the preparations that are taking place towards Thursday, all our candidates are showing the zeal to contest in the coming elections, and we have them all prepared for the election, and we have them all registered with REC as the process is going on towards Thursday.
Yeah, abantu bathini ke maphosa nxa wasitshela sibili ngesindebele ukuthi nxa usukhangele khonapho ke abangena ukhetho lolu bazimisele kanganani ukuthi bencintise njalo ubona zani kume njani ndiyangena kuko konke kumbe kukhonele kutsho eceleni.
I think na kiko konke kukansili kuparlamenti lakupresident konke sinawo ama-candidates azancitisa ukhetho lolu oluzayo njalo bayalungiselela ama-elections lawa abuyayo njengokuthengisela kwabo ekurejisteni ekuvendakalayo kathesi thina the Lautizek ivulile i-registration yama-candidates even before i-election i-nomination post day. So bonke basebelethile amaphepha abo, abaningi bakhona sebelethile amaphepha abo njalo asekhona kuzek njengebandla ukuthi benutise ama-elections lawa abuyayo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba kanti.
Up to this point, have you had any serious problems with your candidates? And also, have you sat down with your candidates to go over what they are expected to do when they go to register?
Well, we have sat down with them all, and they've met all the requirements that are needed for registration by ZEC and the Constitution. But we have one serious problem regarding the voters' roll. We don't have the voters' roll currently as a party, and I don't think anyone has got the voters' roll as of now. But we, by law, we should have had the voters' roll before the nomination is set. But then we don't have that voter roll, and we don't know whether the nominators of our, all our candidates are registered as voters. So that's the problem we've come across as the party.
If you put this before ZEC, if you said anything to them, what explanation did they give you, since this is a very important part of the process? What did they say to you?
There hasn't been any explanation as to why we don't have the voters roll by now. Because by law, we should have had the voters roll before the nomination spot is received. But they haven't given us any explanation to that effect.
I don't know. It might sound a little bit cocky, but what do you expect to do if by some chance some of your candidates, those who are nominating your candidates, are not on the voters' roll and a lot of your candidates are not able to register? Do you have any second plan as to how you go forward from then?
We have insisted that everyone who nominates our candidates should produce a voter's registration slip that is given when one registers as a voter.
Mm-hmm.
In the case that we find that any of our nominators is not on the voter's roll, we intend to approach the country floor courts to challenge the process, the whole process, as it will show as how the process has been manipulated to favor a certain party or a certain organ of the state towards the election. Mm. So we actually are adamant that we should have had the voters roll before the nomination process so that we avoid all these problems as a party.
Mm.
Yes.
That's a clear explanation. They seem to have everything organized. We just hope that they don't have to, you know, end up having to do all those things, and everything that is being done should go smoothly.
Mm-hmm. So now, in terms of the nomination forms, you know, if you go to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission website, they've got the nomination forms. You can actually download them. So I downloaded the presidential election form, you know. Do you want to be a president?
Well,
if so, you can talk to me. I'll list you.
It's too early. I'll wait for a few more decades.
Yeah, so it actually specifies that all this is being done under the Electoral Act, Chapter 2, Subsection 13. So under this, what is supposed to happen is, it is under the 9th schedule and the Section 4. So now, it says an aspiring candidate should produce, one, a birth certificate, together with a national registration identity card. And then you have to attach the documents to this form, right? And then you have to have a recent passport size color photograph. That you have to have. So then, and people then who are signing for you are supposed to actually indicate where they live and who they are, their registration numbers, and this should be signed in front of the candidate and chief elections agent or authorized representative. So I still remember the previous elections, Mr. Mnangagwa was actually Mr. Mugabe's chief election agent. So now I don't know who is representing him. So I don't even know the other kind of candidates who they are being represented by. So we'll see at the nomination court how it goes. So then you need each province, you need 10 voters who will nominate the president. And then from there, then if your names are checked and you are found to be eligible above the age of 21, then everything goes in a good way. So now, coming to you, Mr. Maphosa, who is your presidential candidate? So is that really the final pick, or maybe you are yet to vet others?
It is the final. As of Saturday, we had our national executive meeting and we agreed that he is going to stand for the party after our efforts to have a grand coalition has failed.
Singathi amaphepha akhe ame njani, amaphepha akhe ame kuhle kumbe kungahamba kubi kumbe kuhamba kahle?
I ame kuhle. As of now, we have had a lot of a number of provinces having done their nominations. Remember, we have need 12 nominators per province, and we have covered quite a number of provinces. As of now, we need about 4 or 5 provinces to finish the process.
So all in all, you know, is this an expensive exercise, or you are not spending anything, you know, while going up and down?
No, it is quite expensive. We need to pay the $1,000 nomination fee for the president, and we need to go around all the provinces, the 10 provinces in Zimbabwe, to have all the nominations in place. So it's quite an expensive process if we look at the costs that are incurred during the process.
So what this gentleman is saying, So he says, you know, it's an expensive process, especially when you're looking at, you know, getting all these people together looking for people that can nominate the president and, you know, it's a country-wide kind of
exercise. Yeah, it's a very, very heavy exercise, and there's a lot of papers to be shuffled around before someone can really conclude that they are legitimate candidates for any political party.
And for somebody to qualify as a presidential candidate, you have to be a citizen of Zimbabwe, you have to be a registered voter, you have to be 40 years or older, and as I've said, to be nominated by not fewer than 10 people per province, and then pay $1,000. I think these days people are not even surviving on $1 a day. We ask people how they are getting hold of some of this money. And they want it in dollars, not bond notes.
Not bond notes.
Well, you know, some people can take some bags and bags of bond notes and give the electors,
We have Richard Moyo on the line. Let's see what he has to say to us. Vamoyo Magadi Niko.
Tinosimo Magadi Niko, Baba.
Tirinani, do moda kuti batsira here nenya yai.
Maonera ndinoita ii nawo yakanaka asi rimwe side inenge nawo ingazoita kuti ingazodzinyirwa vamwe vanhu vaida kuti vapindewo kuti vawandu vada kukwidza vozwa already vakatowana nzvimbo dzavakawana kunzvimbo dzavakavhoti vakabva uina pakuzoenda futi zvekudare uku kududzira kuti zvingagona kuzobatawo vamwe vanhu kana kuzovadzosera shure pazvirongwa zvavo. Kuduzira ndona kuti haina zvaikuipa asi zvimwe futi ingagona kuzokanganisa futi vamwe zvimwe zvinozoita kuti zvizobara dambudziko munyika kana vamwe vachinzi havakodzeri padova makore akati saizvozvo hatirambi zvedu asi kuti zvinhu zvingazokanganisa urongwa hwevamwe kana kuti urongwa hwenyika bhozi vamwe vachasvika vakanzi havakodzeri zvinoita kuti vachagona kuzara musindo mukati menyika yezimbabwe
vamwe vamoyo ndimbo kubatai muromo mbichana ipapo ko ndiro basa re nomination court ndo panoonekwa vanhu vanofanira kuenda mberi kunokwikwidza kana kuti kana pane vamwe vasingabvumidzwe pane zvikonzero zvinoita kuti vasaenda kunokwikwidza ndo pazvinoperera kaipapo saka handisi kunzwisisa kana muchiti kuda pamwe nomination court ingazovhiringidza vamwe vanhu mungatsanangura ipapo
ndinopawisa anivona nhau yemunyika medu kana dare renomission court iri harina chiedza chakanyatsa kuzara nokuti zvimwe zvacho zvakada kuzara utsotsi ndo kana chidero zvakada kuzara utsotsi nokuti panokwana kunzi vangozi mazita avako bhozi munyika medu hazvitembesi kana chidero hatinyatsi kutemba nezvavo kuti vanogona kusvika vakavharira vamwe vanhu kunze vane makwara akanaka kuti vagone kuvada kukwidza kuti vakambeni yenyika yezimbabwe nepachidero haina zvaikuipa but maitiro avo akazarawo kana corruption bhozi vanogona kuvhara vamwe vanhu kunze vauti munhu achisvika munhu akanyoresa unzi auna kunyoresa kuvhota but azozvinzwa zvenyu anenge chinga chatikamichinaichi vamwe vanhu vachachema vakawanda kuduza zvinichabara problem mukati menyika yezimbabwe sitiri zvimwe zvinhu zvine chitsotsi mukati muchazviona sazvimwe zvatotira kuti no dai zvaigona kuva nenzira yakanaka vakawanda masizi nemunyika vakarisira kuvhota kuri munhu angazononyoresa angazoda kukwidza kutonyoresa kuvhota kuti zvinogona kuva zvine imwe nzira zvikatsakusa vanhu vakawanda vanga vakamira kuti vabva vashandire nyika yezimbabwe nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tiva kuda kushandira nyika yezimbabwe zvasiyana nokuda kupinda paupurisa izvi kuda kushandira nyika yezimbabwe kana munhu achinge akuda kuvedi aida kuti akupidze aona kuti nyika yezimbabwe kutambo regaindisimukuoni nio nditevo saka zvimwe zvinofanira zvinguva zvinoita easy kunyika yose yezimbabwe because munhu aida kushandira nyika akufanira kuti kana munhu aida kuita pasi kana unokonzera kuti aite zvakafanira saka zvimwe zvekuzoisa vanomichini koti nezvimwe zvakasiya zvakanaka zvozvo but zvinozobata vamwe vanhu vakawanda izvozvo ende zvinopeza zvava nechitsotsi
aiwa tinotenda mashoko enyu vamoyo Mr. Moyo here is very skeptical about the nomination court. He doesn't trust that part of the process, and he says that it's open to abuse by disqualifying some good candidates. or letting people who don't qualify go through just because of their political party or something like that. So all in all, he is not very comfortable with the nomination court, although there is a problem that this is supposed to be the place where the candidates are born. You know, from there, people go out there and then start campaigning full-time because, you know, they have been given the okay to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But he's skeptical about the nomination court.
Let's see, we've got people that are following us on Facebook. One of them is Banele Mabuya, who says, I'm watching Gibbs. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, see now, that's why people always take shortcuts, resulting in corruption. It's because the process is very long. So he's very skeptical there.
Mm.
That is Baka. Andrew Mtunzi Taka says, I'm watching guys in Mbugele, in Konapa Pagat. Ubabu Brian Moyo, Laut in Kona, is Mbugele Spanengi. Uzubuya Lumtox Nyaks, Udi Hello, Bafuet Mbugele, Mbugele, South Africa. So Uzubuya Logabongwe Cabo, Gabongwe Cabo, Muna Cabo Waki, Udi Lamin Kona, Bafuet. Uzobuya ke lo Njabulo. Unjabulo uthi vele i-nomination court leyi izahlala njani kungakabi le voters roll. Kanti voters roll yona ingapi? You know, this guy is asking about the voters roll. Says as long as there's no voters roll, then there's a problem as far as he's concerned. So we're expecting one of the exec commissioners to be with us, but unfortunately we've been trying to fill the call, but they are not responding. So anyway, we hope that one of the lawyers will join us soon so that he can explain exactly how this process goes. So then we've got another message from Mtunzi. Mtunzi says, all in all, we hope this process is going to go well, even if we don't trust it. So people don't trust it, right?
No, there seems to be a lot of... there's total lack of trust among the people. They are very checked up. They are very happy. Mm-hmm. They are looking forward to this. But somehow, their faith, their trust in the process, or maybe in the government, is really very, very low. So that's a problem. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a better trend if it comes out well this time around.
So right, let's see what is expected if somebody wants to contest the parliamentary elections. So a candidate should be a citizen of Zimbabwe, be a registered voter, be 21 years or older, be nominated by not fewer than 5 voters who are on the voters' roll of that constituency. So maybe that's where this thing is tricky, where somebody has to be on the voters' roll, right? And a $50 fee is required at the nomination court for the registration, and in brackets, subject to change. Maybe they will increase it. You never know. So, okay, now for the parliamentary election,
that would throw a lot of people
off. So, okay, umele ube umuntu wazalwa eZimbabwe, umele ube ku voters' roll. Njalo ube leminyaka engu 21 kumbe ephezulu. Njalo kumele ukhethwe ngabantu bangu 5 abaku voters roll. Njalo ubhadala i $50 nomination court. Kodwa kutwa phele ngakuquka imali le. Nga ufuna ukuba ngukansela khona ngapha emagwekwe, khona ngapha kembari la ngapha ngapha. Kutwa kumele ube citizen yeZimbabwe, kumele ukuthi ube registered voter. Njalo ube ku ward voters roll. Njalo ube leminyaka eyi 21 years. Phezu kwakho nokho kube labantu abangu 5 abakukhetha. 5 people.
If
the nominate you. Kodwa kula nomination fee. Kodwa kuthiwa subject to change. Inxa ingangeniswa. Awazi yomfowethu. Xa ufuna ukuba ngusenator, kumele ube yi-citizen yeZimbabwe, ube registered voter, ube le minyaka engu 40 usiya phezulu. So 40 years and above. I guess you qualify here, Mr. Wally.
I certainly do, but I'll pass this time around. We have a caller. Vamchenje, Papa Tony Mchenje, muripo pafoni?
Ya, diripo pafoni wena.
Maita ya nyukuramba, maka bata, shua, maita moyo mrefu. Mnoda kutitawri la chinas.
Apa na zingi nonzu wangende, vele manje, andu kutuwe sene, cha unufana, kuwa ane 40 years, kutuwe.
Yeah, according to Zach, yeah.
apa pa 21 years apa apa nekuti hanzi fee yekuti aiwa zvinoenda zvinozonyanya kumwe tunhu tamuna wanza kuti kwaudzwa kuti fanhu nge turipo ndopatinozoti baba vanguva ino atisi free ukozi munhu kunzi unzi kana yes kana ndakarejesta kuvhota ndopanha kuita zvese zvandinoda imwe vaina munozoziwanza vakomana vabva vaita kunge uri pane zvimwe zvinhu zvine zvichiitika mukati macho aiwa ngatikadaro
asi handiti munoona kuti izvi zviri kuitwa izvi kuitira kuti vanhu vakanaka vanokodzera vakwanise kuenda mberi mungazvoda here kuti munhu anoda kuita mutungamiri wenyika mozoona kuti haana kukwana pane zvakawanda wanda nokuti havana kunyatsosecha secha kuona kuti munhu uyu wakamira sei kana kuti kwaakabva uku kwakamira sei handini ndo basa reprocess yacho iri hazvi kugutsi izvozvo
munhu haonekwi kutadza kwake asati apinda because zvekuti hanzi unozoita zvakadai zvakadai auteste munhu asipo uinterview unoitwa usipo here unzi vamunini takato kuinterviewa iuyai kubasa munhu asipo aa ngaaiti afeile ndo mukana wake uyoyo akunai kuti hanzi munhu munozotarisa zvakawanda wanda munhu asati apinda ndoba mutovharidzira vanhu vane zvakanaka vanhu vachitoiti vasina zvakanaka ivava vachitopinda ipapapa muchivharidzira vanhu vanotogona babasa chaivo chaivo pa
saka imamida kuti zvifambiso yesei
aiwa munhu wese ngaangopuhwe mukana apinda apinda zvekuti hanzi 40 years izvo aiwa 40 years dzekudii nazvo saka isomira 40 years tiri kufa tiri ma 26 years apa tisati taita masenata
saka zvino kana zvichirongwa kuti mungazoda here kuti mungopinda vafana va vega vega panzvimbo dzinokosha dzinofanira kuindawo pavanhu vaita sevati vabvazera mbichana 40 years munoivengei
vabvazera ava ndo vari kutonetsa
manga muchida kuti makore acho adzikisiwe kusvika papi
pa20 dziri bold tichienda takadaro
kuti munhu akwikwidze kuita president ana makore 20
munhu akwikwidzekaji
president
pamusimudzirwa ruoko haufanhi kuudzirwa kunzi iva wachembera pamusimudzirwa ruoko kusimudzirwa ruoko kao kunziwetinokuda saka aizvo hazvinzi iva nemakore akati kuti udive kukanwe nevanhu aiwa hakuna zvakadaro
zvino mungoti munhu achangobva mulegal age of majority ye18 obva angopinda muwhite house mustate house
kutungamirira kumwe chipo iwewe chifanira kutozoona kuti izvi hazvisi zvangu izvi haumbotoendepiwa hautombouguri nepo zvobve kumbare kana uri mutaun uchienda kuwestgate hauende nekumbare utozviona wega kuti nini handifanira nekumbare unongorova straight greencoft wakuenda kuwestgate
umwe
haumboende nekumbare saka vasiri ipo pazviri havatombogure nepo
chamunongodai nimi chokuti makore awa abviswe vanhu vaite madiro
aiwa vanhu vari kutinyanyira kumakore apapa vachibva vachitivharidzira kuti tisapinde munonaka vada kuziva zvinonaka chembere seiko
aiwa vamuchenje mazvitenyu tinonzwa zvamuri kutaura tichanzwa kuti vamwe vanotichini Mr. Mchenje iye saying that he doesn't like this minimum age limits, he doesn't like them. That anyone less, he is putting his own figure. He says 20.
If you want to be president,
if you want to be president or to run for any office, you should be 20 and above. So that's what he would like to see.
Which is very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. So there's Betty Dube who has sent us a message, and he says, "Can you talk about the 4 hours the nomination courts are open for, with 109 parties involved? What is going to happen, Mr. Ipitule Maposa? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So now you are only given a few hours, you know, to register and do all these things, and there are so many parties involved. So, are you not going to face some chaos, you know, on this particular day?
Well, we have made sure that we have all our forms presented to ZEC before the day, and we have a deadline of tomorrow as a party that every aspiring candidate on a ZAPU ticket should have their forms presented to ZEC tomorrow, so that when we on Thursday we only go to listen to what's going to on the nomination court and supply whatever is needed on that day. But the bulk of the work should be done before tomorrow, before end of day tomorrow.
Kodwa nxa usukhangele baba Maphosa ngamabandla akhona wonke lawa amamane ngangaka ubona ngazani lingafika khona mpana liredi umuntu oyedwa kumthatha isikhathi esinganani uze ungene uze uyephuma
sithi isekazi leyo angaze mbona amabandla amaningi angaka akhompyutha ehleli ekhetheni olulodwa ngokokuqala lokhu eZimbabwe njalo kumele kusitshengise ukuthi ilizwe libone okunganani ma sisathola amabandla adlula i-100 ikhompyutha ekhetheni olulodwa kutshengisa ukubona kwelizwe kutshengisa njalo umenemene obugcwele elizweni ngoba njengezaphu thina siyakwazi ukuthi amabandla amaningi akhona ancithise ekhetheni lodlo ngamabandla asponswa yi-current system ekhona, i-current administration ekhona, ukuze be-divide i-vote ye-opposition. So, kutshengisa sobala ukuthi kukhona okwenzakalayo ongekho right. So, njengebandla lathi sinanzelele khonokho, sabona ukuthi kuzaba ne-chaos mzana we-nomination court, okuyi-Thursday. So, sizama ukuthi silungisele. Sitholakale singena amaphepha esilawo thina esengenile wonke simelele nje ukuthi si-confirme then sibhadale ama-fees afunakalayo njalo be-confirm ama-listed afunakalayo awe-proportional distribution.
Yes, yazwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho. So what he's saying is that they are expecting you know, a lot of things to happen on the 14th, and that is Thursday. So he says, of course, there will be a lot of congestion. So they are preparing their papers so that when they go there, it all flows, you know. So maybe it's going to work or it may not work. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I hope it works because people have taken the time, they've shown a lot of interest in participating in the running of their country. So hopefully things will go on well on that particular day.
But here's an answer to the question of, you know, age. Maybe you can pose that question. Yeah.
You heard our last caller talking about the age limits. Do you agree in a way that the age requirements are too high?
Well, I think I'll respond on the minimum age for certain offices.
Yes.
Senate and the presidential.
Yes.
I think it's quite segregatory to certain members who are capable and eligible to hold those offices. We have a constitution that is segregating to certain ages, but if the constitution allows me to register as a voter at the age of 18, why should the same constitution deny me the right to contest for any office which is voted for? If I'm going to vote for a 40-year-old president, why should I be voted for president office at 18? That's the issue we are looking at. It's quite segregatory, and we need to get that and correct that.
Maybe next time around, it will be something that will be discussed to look into the age limits. Maybe you want to raise them, maybe you want to lower them. But I'm not aware of how these age limits were set. Maybe they were just there in the Constitution. Yeah, they are in the Constitution, so maybe it would be another route to take via the Constitution to see if there could be amendments. But how low would you like to go? Let's say for the presidential candidate, how low would you want to go?
Well, if the Constitution allows me to register as a voter and vote for a president at 18, then I should be able to be voted for as president of the country at 18. I really don't think there should be any age restrictions on that. If a registered voter should be at 18 years old, then a president of country should start at 18 years old. I think it's only fair for every voter in the country to be able to be eligible and to be able to vote for the president at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your comments.
Yes, I also want to talk to Nasca and Ella Baba. Uti kufipa kanganani, kuna kutuzu ngeni, uwa mpresident, umwagameli, nento sinjalo. Nga kutu kule 40 years, nga kufaka kwenapo, kufaka yi constitution elizu. Isekele so mbuso siya kubega sibili kuti kumelupele mnyake mgaki. So ke nga kungehliswa, kubeguso kutuwa ke unwa contesta ule 18 years, uwa mpresident. Nga kusose uwenzi elizu, ilibona gale inga zani njenge la matuani.
Hayi si singabantu be abantu abansunda ngithi singabantu abamnyama njalo sigama traditions ethu esiwalandelayo ama traditions ethu ayachasisa kakhulu ukuthi kulomuntu omdala kulomntwana ngithi njalo kunama functions ayenza ngumuntu omdala kulama functions ayenza ngumntwana lapha sikhuluma ngendaba ze constitution ngithi i-constitution akumelanga ikhethe abanye abantu ibavalele phandle ivule nabanye abantu kodwa njengoba singabantu abanamasiko abo singabantu abanama-traditions abo sizabakwazi ukuthi umuntu omele simkhethe uba ngupresident ngumuntu onganani njalo ngumuntu olama-qualities anjani kodwa akumelanga kube yinto e-constitutional ngoba kuzavalela abantu abanye abantu phandle sinakho ukuthola umuntu otalented angithi sinakho ukuthola umuntu ozawaphophila sinakho ukuthola umuntu ozayenelisa ukukhokhela isizwe it's a very tender age kodwa evalele phandle nge-constitution yasibona kuyinto eqondileyo kodwa njengabantu abalamasiko abo sizalandela amasiko ethu njengabantu bezimbabwe ngibonakana ayafanana ungazi uye endarabani ungazi uye echondotho ungazi uye ngaphi siyakwazi ukuthi kulama-functions angasoze ayenziwa ngumntwana omncane siyakwazi ukuthi kulama-functions azayenziwa kuhle ngumuntu osengane sekhulile angithi that is akhangela sibone ukuthi umuntu lo unganani njalo uyenelisa yini ukuyenza ama-functions lawo sizasebenzisa amasiko ethu but i-constitution akumelanga ivalele omunye umuntu phande
ye kodwa ke nxa sikhangele if I may pose this in English as well you know do you think it's really a good idea to have an 18-year-old as a president of a country?
If France can have a 30-something-year-old as a president, sikhuluma ngelizwe elithuthukileyo, a developed country, angithi, babe senelisa ukuba lomuntu olama 30 years ukuthi ebe ngupresident wabo. Angiboni ukuthi kungehlula thina ukuthi sibe lomuntu ole-18 years ube ngupresident wethu.
Uh-huh.
As long as elandela izifiso zabantu thina njengezaphu sibhiliva sikholela ekutheni ukuthi abantu yibo abakhokhelayo abantu bayazibusa wena okwakho yikufacilitator nje ukuthi be-realize ama-aspirations abo njengabantu lama-expectations abo angithi so as a party sikholela ukuthini umuntu one-18 years iyabe ngabuse kodwa iyabe khokhela inhlelo zokuthi abantu bezibuse njalo bezithuthukise njengesizwe
I see. Also, okay. Thank you so much and stay on the line. I think we've got another guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He's right now in Zimbabwe. He's a political analyst. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda, we are discussing the issue surrounding the nomination court. But we are hearing various issues being brought up. There is a lot of mistrust on the part of the people from what we have been hearing in the last few minutes. And also there is an issue of the age limits. Some people are agitating that for the age limits to be lowered a little bit. What is your opinion when you look at our process as it is? Our process as in Zimbabwe, the process of electoral maneuvers like we are seeing right now. What do you see? What do you think? What can you share with us?
you know, being on the ground, as it were, being in Zimbabwe itself, I've been conferring with different political players here.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed the march by the MDC Alliance just last week. And I will tell you that there is a myriad of issues here that indicate that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is not ready or willing to conduct a credible election as of the minute. One hopes that perhaps they will be prepared to begin a process, to begin to make the process a lot more clearer, a lot more transparent, and something that the people of Zimbabwe can believe in, something that the world can believe in, something that will raise the quality of our election. I'll give you simple examples. The law requires that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should make available the electoral roll so that voters can, in the first instance, inspect it, and in the second instance, object to some of the things in it. So our duty as citizens includes going to check that my name is on the register, but to also check all the other names in order to make sure that everybody who's on the list is eligible to vote. So if, for example, you might find that somebody who has passed on is still on the voter's roll, you note that and then tell the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that that person has to be removed so that the voter's roll reflects as much as possible the voters that are available to vote at that particular election. But the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has just made the electoral roll available only for inspection and not for objection. Now, that tells you very clearly there is no reason at all why they should make it available for inspection and not for objection. Political parties are asking the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to provide the voter roll before the nomination court on the 14th. And they seem to say no, they will provide the final voter roll on the 14th to the successful candidate, which is against the law because the law requires that the roll be produced as a draft in its draft form to the public and to political parties before the final version. It will be pointless for them to give political parties a final version which the political parties and the citizens cannot object to, because then it's fait accompli for the rest of us. So really, I'm very dismayed and to a certain extent disgusted by the fact that in this century, in 2018, we still have an electoral commission that is unwilling to do everything necessary to give the election it runs necessary gravitas and necessary credibility.
Dr. Swanda, do you think this is deliberate on the part of ZEC, or it's just that they are not prepared? Do you think there is some shenanigans behind this whole thing?
There is certainly shenanigans, because if they have the voters' roll to provide for individuals to inspect, the same voters' roll can be provided for political parties and interested organizations to object to. So they are providing it in constituencies, in small places where you are really all you have access to is your name, and there's not enough time for you to peruse through it, and it's not the whole voters' roll that you have access to. You only have a section of it depending on where you are. And also that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is making regulations that govern how it runs its processes, and it is refusing, according to the information I have received today, it is refusing to provide those regulations to interested parties to talk with them and discuss so that they understand how they operate. Because we need to understand that, we all need to understand how they operate, so that when I go to the polling station, I know what is expected of me and I know what they should or shouldn't do. But they're refusing to provide those rules, clearly making it impossible for everybody to understand what they're doing and for them to work smoothly with everybody understanding their limits. And I think that that is deliberate on their part. They obviously have the regulations because the Parliamentary Act requires them to have those regulations. If they choose to, and they obviously do have them, and they're not passing them on to interested parties. I was talking to an organization today that's attempting to get them. Some regulations have been acquired by some organizations in the country because they've been provided to international monitors, but not to the political parties that are participating in the electoral process. So clearly, there are shenanigans here, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is on course to try and conduct an election that will be difficult to legitimize.
Mm. We are going to get back to you, Dr. Swanda. Please stay on the line. We'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Yeah, or maybe before he leaves. What in Buse, Umbuzo, Uti. Kunapolapo Kona, Baba Swanda. Ubona, Nabon Bukuluma, the nomination court. But I understand Utuini, Jalogan Zuza is one.
I want to Aba Kangeluti, Ba Patevate training, Lama Councillor, Lama MP. Lento zinjalo kanya ba kuzwisisa ukuthi kudingakalani bakhona abanye abaxakekayo abamabandla amancane kakhulu abangatholanga isikhathi sokuthi bathole ukufundiswa ukuthi into ezizafunakala kunomination for yiziphi laziphi. Ngiyazi ukuthi namhlanje amabandla amaningi azophatheka ngokukhulumisana le ngatsha zawo ezizaphatheka kukhetho bedinga izikhundla, kodwa nanto uduko olukhulu esilalo. I-nomination court lezayenzakala i-voters role inganikwanga kuma-politician, kukanti kama-politician nxa efuna ukunominethwa kunomination court adinga ukunominethwa ngabantu ukusekelwa ngabantu abaku-voters role abarejistileyo ukuvota. Kodwa nantu uduko namhlanje bebephamba bekhankasa ama-councillor bedinga abantu ukuthi basayinele bafunakala abantu abangu-10 abantu abangu-100. Ubusima ngokuthi umbuzo umuntu yena ukuthi urejistile yini kawazi kumbebizo lakhe lokho likhona ku-voters roll njengoba abake bawatshintshe bawakhiphe ngezinye indlela ezithize ngoba i-voters roll singelayo. So nakhona lokho okufunwa yi-vet ngokwakho ukuthi okufunakala ku-nomination court kuza kuba zima ukuthi kuphumelele ngendlela yokuthi ngabakafuni ukunika abantu i-voters roll epheleleyo.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu-ke, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke. Let's cross over to Mr. Maphosa of ZAPU. So Mr. Maphosa, as we are saying here, you know, there could be very serious problems in terms of the voters' roll. So how do you really confirm that somebody is on the voters' roll? Because we know that people are supposed to check their names on the voters' roll, and then if they were wrong, they were supposed to be corrected. So how do you know that Gibbs is on the voters' roll, and of course he's got a paper showing that he's on it? So how do you do things?
Well, before anyone nominates our candidate for the coming elections, we demand to see the voters' roll slip that they were given at the day of registration. Remember, every registered member was given a voters' roll slip that shows that they have been registered, and that shows which station. For the polling station that they will vote at. So we demand that so as to make sure that every nominator to our candidate is a registered voter. Mm. So if we then find on the 14th of June that any of our nominators is not on the voters roll, then it only confirms that there is foul play that we suspect on the voters' roll. We actually suspect that the failure by ZEC to provide and produce the voters' roll before the nomination court, mm-hmm. because they are actually playing around with it, cleaning it up to get rid of suspected opposition voters. Mm-hmm. So we actually anticipating trouble for ZEC should any one of our nominators is not found on the voters roll.
Aha. So ke sicela utshela abantu ngesindebele ukuthi sibili libona njani ukuthi uDube unguye sibili esesicela ukuthi anominate upresident wethu. Phela ngiyakwazi ukuthi mina ngibe le bandla lami inxa yokuthi alixoxo or something. Ngibe sengisithi hayi mina ubani uDumiso Dube ngiyamfuna. Kodwa sokubuya ilanga lami khona besithi hayi laba mphambanisile khiphani ibizo lami.
Asikhangelelanga ukuthola oyedwa owabantu abanominate ama-candidates ezaphu ukuthi engatholakale khona ku-voters roll, ngoba siyacela ukubona ama-voters roll slip abo. Siyananzelela ukuthi mzana umuntu erejista laphana waphiwa i-voters roll slip as PY esithengisayo ama-details akhe wonke sizesithengise le station azabhotela kiso, i-polling station azabhotela kiso. So akekho lo yedwa kuma-nominators ezaphu ongelaso leso slip. So asikhangeleli ukuthi sithole ukuthi kulo ukhona ozehluleka uba khona ku-voters roll mzana ka sihlala i-nomination recording mhla ka-14 June. So asoze sikuvume njalo asoze sikuthakazelele ukuthola oyedwa nje wama-nominators ethu engeko-voters roll. Aso into ezabanhle kuzek. Njengoba sihlala sikhuluma njalo ukuthi konoko ukuthi bayenze uhlelo lwabo kaze lafika ku-nomination court bengakasiniki ama-voters roll. Kukhona abakwenzayo, kukhona abaphezu kwakho okwenza ukuthi becile ilokuza i-election lay, especially the server is an UPF. So thina sithi hayi asinanzi asikhangeleli ukuthi kutholakale oyedwa nje ozaba o-disqualified as a nominator kuma-nominators ezaphu. Asoze sikuthathe lula lokho, sizayenza okufanekileyo ukuthi abantu bezeki bebe accounted for that.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ibamba khona bafowethu.
Yeah. I want to go back to Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, are you there? Dr. Swanda?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. What are the political parties saying about the way things are going right now? And if you had any comments from some of these observer groups or individuals about what they are seeing already, have you come across any of that information?
Well, off the cuff, off the record, there have been some observer missions that have indicated that they are concerned about the voters' role. They are concerned about the fact that ZEC seems to be unwilling to work with the political parties in order to make sure that everybody is satisfied by the process and that all the questions that are being raised, some of which seem very credible, are answered. You will realize that it's not just the voter roll, it is also the ballot papers where there's a lot of controversy and a lot of suspicions over there. And ZEC is simply refusing to have members and representatives of the public, of Zimbabwean political players, Zimbabwean citizens, to witness how those papers are printed, which will not cost ZEC anything, which in fact will make the process look very credible. To the extent that, as I said earlier on today, I met a member of an organization in this country who has received some information that has been provided to international monitors, as if it has been provided to political parties, who say, look, I have this information now because we got it from some people who said, we are shocked that you don't already have it. So it does look as though ZEC has been hoping that everybody gets duped into thinking that really it is impossible, they don't have the rules and so forth. But because political players, NGOs here, are in good communication with the international community, they've managed to get some of the information that is being provided to the international community but not being provided to political parties in this country, which means that that throws a lot of spanners into the play and, in fact, makes it clear that ZEC doesn't want to do things above board. And the big question that Zimbabweans are asking is why. One political party or a couple of political party activists were saying to me earlier on today, ZEC must remember, if they play around with this election, they must remember that after November 2017, Zimbabweans aren't taking anything lying on their tummies. They're not going to take another cheat. They're not going to take another abuse of the system. They will demand legitimacy, and I hope and I pray that ZEC is listening and understands that legitimacy is very important. Former President Mugabe was removed out of office partly because a lot of Zimbabweans in the opposition who actually removed him believed that he was illegitimate. For that reason, I hope that President Mnangagwa is not hoping to go into office this year using the same methodology, the same process that is quasi-legitimate.
Mm. That's a very serious indictment on the process, because actually the whole world is expecting something good to come out of these elections, and the people themselves are really looking forward to this. But when such things start bubbling to the top, it's so discouraging, Mr. Dewey.
Exactly. We've got somebody who wrote us a message. Maybe if you can check it while I'm reading something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then we've got Zeti Dube, who says, you know, you're talking about age, you guys, and at 92 we had a president that was a sitting president. Compared to an 18-year-old, what can you say? So then Soren Spanda says, 18 years is too much. Somebody is so immature at that age. And then Ndabe Zezwe, if he says, an 18 or 20-year-old can't be a president because they haven't acquired the required state craft and competencies. So, you see, some people are just dismissing that, you know.
Yeah, I also hear Ndozi Manu, who says the sex should be sued for not following the constitution procedure. And Morgan Lewayo says, Shakanaka chose zvinofadza zvamunoita. Oh, well, that's very nice. That's
direct. Good to hear that.
Yeah, it's good. And Charles Nyamupinze also says that Rambaya Makadaro vanhuashe muchituza oshirikuitika. Aiwa, mkoma Charles, ndo shatiku kuruwanu kuita hizo zezu, tinotenda chose kuti munopo, wananguwa yukumbo tandara nesu hizo zi. Basa redundro kuti tishia ne information tichibudzana kuti chichirikuitika muZimbabwe. So, kana mchitunyorera mchitidai, tinonzwa kufara chaizo. Tinotenda nemasho kwenye wayo ayo.
Then what Busani Mbuso Ntini, who writes, at 18 years as a president, that is unreasonable in my view. What life experiences have you encountered in 18 years? So, Dr. Spanda, there, 18 years, cannot be a president, you know, but according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, you have to be 40. But there are some people who are saying, no, take that down. Even at 18, you can contest that seat.
I think that it is neither here nor there, really, in terms of, you know, pushing the age up to 40, in my view, is something that the world used to do in the olden days, and that, you know, in this world where people get educated very quickly, where the state is not being run by somebody who runs it as if they were a king. They run the state with a cabinet and a lot of people around them. It really doesn't matter what age that person is or what level of maturity that person is. If we have a good constitution, everyone's power is curtailed. Mm-hmm. The country could be run by anybody. I think that it is not a big issue at all. I think that we are simply being stuck in ageist arguments here to say a particular age. As long as somebody is deemed an appropriate age to vote, there must be an appropriate age to be voted for at the same time. I don't see any problem with that. In fact, other countries are suggesting that you even lower the voting age to something like 16 to increase participation and so forth. And at those ages, young people tend to be very idealistic. And I think that idealistic countries, idealistic policies, are a lot more kind, a lot more understanding. You're very unlikely to have a dictator who's 18 or 20, but you're very, very much likely to have a dictator who is 70, 80, 90. In fact, we've never had a dictator who is 20 or 22 or 23 or 24, but we've had many of them who are at the last stage of their lives. So I think it's time to try the young ones.
Thank you, Dr. Spanda. We hope you keep on walking around and looking at the situation, how things are unfolding, how things are progressing, so that you can share with us your experiences on the ground. We really appreciate your time, Dr. Spanda.
You bet I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And your last word, Baba Mposa. Mposa, one or two words, 10 seconds.
Bensacho ukuthi aso muntu omele ekhokhele ilizwe. Ilizwe likhokhela iconstitution yalo.
Hayi, sibongile.
Abantu bonke belizwe bekambeni.
Sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Maphosa. Isikhathi sesiphelile baba. Sesiphelile isikhathi, sibonge kakhulu. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. And we take our guest this evening, Mr. Ipitule Maphosa, who is a ZAPU spokesperson. and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, a political analyst based in Altus University. But right now he's in Zim, right?
He's in Zim for a few weeks to come.
And thanks to listeners and viewers who watched us today. Bye-bye. This is Give Stewie.
Take care. I'm Tanono Kawande, and until we meet again, take care, please. Goodbye.